Hi, this is Isabella Valentine.
And this is Goddess Lycia.
And thank you for joining us. Are you ready to be teased?
Oh, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you want to come?
We'll see.
Go ahead and lie back and get nice and comfortable. Maybe you can find a place in bed or in a recliner. Or maybe just lie back in a chair.
Just get yourself in a comfortable position, because before we do much teasing, we first want to work with your mind a little.
And one of the best ways to experience a fabulous session like this that we have in mind is to relax all the muscles in your body.
Just feel the muscles all in your face relax and become more heavy.
Yes, and if your eyes are not already closed, go ahead and close your eyes and imagine them glued shut. If you'd want, you can go ahead and give them a little tug and test them, and just make sure you've closed them tight enough so they won't open.
And as you listen to our voices, all the muscles in your face just get heavier and heavier.
Notice how relaxed your jaw and your cheeks are as you relax your mouth and allow your mouth just to drop open just a little bit.
Feels so good to just let all those facial muscles relax.
Yes. And as you relax, allow that wonderful calming feeling to spread down into your neck now, relaxing your neck muscles.
And just feeling your neck become more thawed out, more relaxed. And you can even feel it moving down into your shoulders, that sweet, relaxing sensation.
Release the tension. Release the tension from your shoulders. Allow the weight of the world to melt away.
And once your shoulders have been sufficiently relaxed, you might even feel that relaxation moving into your arms.
Yeah, sometimes we take the weight of the world on us sometimes. Even if we've had a long day or a short day, sometimes just a little bit of weight can just be enough where we want to release it. Just let it go. Let it fly. Let it release from your arms and from your shoulders.
And if it feels good for you to take a nice deep breath, you can feel free to do that. Otherwise, just keep breathing at a steady pace as the relaxation moves down into your wrists and your hands.
Yes, every time you breathe in, take a nice, deep, full body breath as your lungs fill with cool, clean, fresh oxygen. Breathing in deeply as your fingers start to relax.
And just allow those fingers to relax.
And breathe out.
As your mind becomes more blank and empty.
And breathe in.
As you listen to our voices and the vibration grows more powerful.
And breathe out.
And you might even feel that relaxing sensation move back up your arms and into your shoulders. And once that relaxing sensation is back in your shoulders,
breathe out.
You can allow it to move its way down into your upper back.
Doesn't that feel good? To breathe and relax.
It feels so good as the relaxing sensation moves down your back. Feeling like each of the muscles in your back and each of the bones in your back are just becoming ever so slightly separated.
Yes, allow the vertebrae down your spine to stretch and relax.
Deeper and deeper.
So calm
into a
and relaxing and enticing.
Very suggestible.
Allow yourself to sink deeper into your comfort.
You can feel after your back has been relaxed, you can feel
deeper.
It moving into your buttocks.
And deeper.
That's right.
Melting.
Moving into your buttocks and your
sinking
thighs.
More.
So the vibration of our voices becomes more powerful,
and more relaxed.
Buzzing inside of your body.
More and more relaxed.
Very hypnotic.
More and more relaxed. Let it go. Let the feeling melt away. All that you need to feel right now is the feeling of not feeling anything, about feeling how good this really feels.
So good.
Notice that sensation spreading now through your thighs.
Relax your mind.
Release the tension.
Relax your brain.
Allow the muscles around your thigh bones
to relax your body.
And relax and tenderize.
Give in.
Notice how tender they are.
Take the path of least
resistance.
And it
spreads down into your calves.
Open your subconscious mind to us.
Even the muscles behind your knees are
deeper
relaxing.
And deeper.
The spreading has begun. And you are becoming deeper and more hypnotized the more you become relaxed.
So peaceful.
And as your legs fall heavier and heavier, your arms will become looser and limper.
Oh, so relaxed and empty.
The looser your arms become,
completely
the heavier
free.
Your legs become.
Completely blank.
And your ankles and your feet now.
All the way down to your
spread
feet.
Your toes. Spread them and point them forward.
Feels so good.
Stretch your toes forward.
Deeper.
Now relax them. Let all the
and
tension
deeper.
Melt away.
So suggestible.
Deeper and deeper.
Open your subconscious mind to us.
That's right. Now roll your shoulders backwards. And as you roll them backwards, allow them to become tired and exhausted.
Sleepy boy.
Roll your shoulders back until they're too tired to roll anymore.
Allow yourself to give in.
Good. It feels so very nice. And you love that feeling of being totally and completely relaxed in your body.
Relax and obey.
Now we are going to relax your mind. You love that feeling.
Wonderful feeling.
Deeper and deeper. Allow our voices, our sweet, seductive voices.
Melodic voices.
To slowly encircle your mind as we tiptoe around your thoughts.
And your
It's so wonderful and easy to let us into your mind to tease you how we desire.
And with every number we say, you will simply fall deeper into a trance.
With every number you hear, you will double your relaxation and double your trance. Every number taking you deeper and deeper.
Relax.
As you become sleepy and lethargic.
10.
Allow that relaxing feeling in your mind to sink deeper as you encircle an imaginary spiral inside your mind. Your mind is spiraling. Maybe you even visualize a spiral in the middle of your forehead.
Spiraling around.
As you concentrate it, looking at it with your eyes.
So hypnotic.
9.
So very relaxed and deep. Feeling
deeper.
Our voices take over your
deeper.
Mind. It's so easy to give in to the spiral.
How many colors?
To allow
do you
it
see
to take over your mind. And 8.
8. So infinite. The number 8 is infinite. You can
infinity.
Draw it and loop it right inside the spiral. It's infinite.
Relaxed
it goes around. The number 8 has no beginning and
very
no end.
Suggestible.
It just spins around
over
and around
and over and
like
over
a spiral,
and over and over.
Going further and further into infinity.
Hypnotically.
So deep. How many colors do you see inside the infinite number of 8? Falling deeper into the 7.
7. You love falling deeper into a trance.
More hypnotized.
You love feeling our voices caress you.
We are hypnotizing you.
Caressing your body and your mind.
We are seducing your thoughts.
Always falling deeper with every number we say.
You love these numbers.
And six.
Six beautiful voices spinning around our singular voices. Going and encircling, encompassing your mind, falling into the spiral, coming out of the spiral and luring you in. We're luring you in to our voices. Infinite thoughts and singular voices, so many colors. And your legs are becoming heavier the more colors you see in your forehead.
Yes.
Five.
Five, we're almost all the way down into the deepest state of trance that you could possibly imagine.
So drowsy.
More deeply in trance than you've ever been at any point in your life.
So deeply relaxed.
Every trance you've ever experienced is combined.
Twice as relaxed.
Into feeling the trance that you feel with us today, right now.
Double your relaxation.
And feel so sleepy, so good.
Double.
And four.
Double. Double once, double twice, double four times your trance.
Four.
Go deeper and deeper and deeper.
So relaxed.
Four times deeper and deeper
and
deeper and deeper down.
Relaxed, empty.
Extremely
suggestible.
Down.
Taking the path of least resistance.
When you think of your eyes, sometimes you think you have two. But with the number four, you think double vision.
Double There's hypnotic.
Double of everything.
Double
goddesses. The voices. Double the thoughts.
Double four.
Double vision.
Double four.
Yes, you love that.
You love
that feeling. That feeling that soon we're going to be teasing you four times more than you think
rests.
You need to be teased. Three
is so sexy.
Triple.
There's three of us right now.
You
like to feel it falling deeper into the triple three.
Our third eye.
Further down into the lucky three.
We want you.
The good things come in threes.
We're taking you.
The deeper and empty and confused and blank and aroused three. As you always fall deeper into the floating of the sky.
You want us.
As the ultimate three takes over your mind.
More and more and more.
And two.
Two breasts, two eyes, two testicles. Two awesome girls
always
to hypnotize
two.
Your mind.
Always two.
Two lips.
Loving the two.
Love the way it feels to take you and tease
taking
you and caress your mind. As you fall deeper and deeper now, even twice
deeper
as deep as before. Twice as deep as before. And we will and are taking you now.
Over your mind.
One,
sweetie. You are now very deeply entranced. And you can feel yourself falling even deeper the more you listen to our voices. The more you listen, the deeper you fall.
So deep.
It is simply
relaxed.
The effect that our voices have over you.
Yes, and now that you're so very deep.
Deeply relaxed.
Whenever we say the word satin, you will feel us rubbing satin, soft, sensual satin on your body.
You can feel it on your arms, your torso, and your legs.
Satin.
Whenever we say that word, you can feel us teasingly rubbing satin on all different parts of your body.
I'm rubbing a satin nightgown between your thighs right now.
I'm rubbing a satin pillowcase over your nipples.
I love taking this satin nightgown.
Teasing.
Rubbing
you.
It over your cock.
Teasing you with
teasing
satin.
Teasing you. You love
and
the
you just keep
pleasure.
Getting hornier and hornier.
Satin nightgown over your
more
toes
and more
feet.
Suggestible.
I love rubbing you like this.
And whenever we say the word slavery, it makes your testicles fill with even more cum.
And you do want to be released.
Of course you want this cum to be released from your horny penis, especially when we're teasing you with satin.
And you're allowed to masturbate if you want.
You can play with your penis now, sweetie. Play with your penis while we tease you with satin and slavery.
But you're only allowed to come if we say it's okay. And you don't know what we're going to say.
Will we let you come or will we deny you?
Do you wanna come?
Wanna come, sweetie.
Wanna come?
Satin.
Slavery.
And whenever we say paradise, you will feel your penis grow even more stiff than it already is.
He's in paradise.
He certainly is in slavery paradise.
Do you want to come to paradise and watch two girls kissing?
Wanna come?
Wanna come?
Oh, feel
wanna
the satin on your legs.
Oh, I see ya. Your breasts are so beautiful.
So are yours, Isabella.
Oh, and he can't even see us.
Oh, he can't even see us playing with each other's nipples.
I guess he'll just have to hear us and beg.
Oh, I guess he will. We get to look at each other's nipples and feel them, and you just get to listen to us describe them.
Oh, you want to come, don't you?
You want to come, sweetie?
I love rubbing your nipples.
I love rubbing your nipples, Isabella.
Oh, I wonder if he knows what color, shade of pink my nipples are.
I don't think he does. I guess he'll just have to imagine it.
I guess he'll just have to fantasize. Paradise.
Slavery.
Oh, maybe he is in paradise right now, knowing he doesn't even know if we'll let him come.
He loves being in this place where he can't even see us, and we just get to tease his horny little eardrums.
Slavery.
Satin.
Look, his testicles are getting full.
Oh, he's getting more stiff and rigid in between his silly legs.
Look how hard he's becoming.
Hard and horny, with a little droplet of pre-cum forming on the tip.
Oh, look at the way he grabs it.
So into this right now as we just teasy.
Oh, you're shaking your titties.
Do you like when I shake my titties?
You like when we shake our breasts at you?
We're both shaking our titties, sweetie.
Cleavage, pull you closer. Now, but you love to think about a girl's ass and a little thong as she turns around and bends over.
Oh, you like looking at that, knowing that you're not allowed to touch it.
You're not thinking about a girl in a thong, are you?
Are you thinking about a girl in a thong? Do not think about a girl in a thong.
You better not be thinking about a girl wearing panties, teasing you.
Try not to think about how horny you are, sweetie.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't think about Lycia naked.
Don't think about Isabella naked.
That might just make you paradise.
It might make you accidentally come and you don't have permission.
No, you don't. In fact, every time we say the word fingernails, you're going to feel our fingernails digging into the underside of your penis to prevent you from coming.
Whenever you hear either of us say fingernails, you feel our long, sexy fingernails digging into the underside of your penis, making sure that you can't come.
And you love when our long, manicured fingernails are touching you.
You love when they dig into your penis.
When they just slightly scratch at your penis to say,
No cummies, sweetie.
No cummies, no cummies.
Even though you might wanna.
Oh, your penis is getting so stiff and rigid.
It's so horny right now. I can tell the poor boy wants to have an orgasm.
It's throbbing. Wow, it's like it has a little heartbeat.
It has a little pulsation in it. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow. Look. and his mouth is wide open, and his toes are all pointed forward like he needs it.
And he's so weak and helpless and hypnotized, he can't stop us even if he wanted to.
Wow, poor guy. I wonder what he'll think when we say the word feather.
Maybe he'll feel a feather gently stimulating his penis head so lightly that it's
frustrating.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Oh, maybe we should take a little feather and just tickle his little penis head.
Horny penis head, do you want to make cummies?
Oh, look, some of his pre-cum is coming on the little feather.
Look at the little teardrop on the horny feather.
Wow. Such a bad, naughty
hornier
boy.
And hornier and hornier and hornier.
I love rubbing my satin nightgown over your face.
But you're not allowed to come.
No.
No cummies without our permission.
In fact, if you start to feel like maybe you're getting a little too aroused, you're going to have to take your hand and put it off your penis.
That's exactly how it works.
You will feel a reflex to remove your hand from your penis when it starts to get too close to cummies.
Because it would be absolutely horrible if you were to come without our permission.
And you do want our permission.
Don't you?
Yeah. And if you want to masturbate and your hand is off of your cock, you gotta buck your hips up and down like a good boy.
That's right. If you're not touching your penis, then you have to buck your hips up and down in order to stimulate your cock.
Oh, look, he's bouncing on the bed.
Oh, look at the bouncy boy.
Fingernails.
Slavery.
Feather, feather.
Paradise.
Feather.
Satin.
Oh, he likes to be teased with his little feather on his balls.
Oh, he loves the feather. He loves it. It's making him suffer. It looks like he's close to tears.
Oh, maybe he should cry.
Oh, that would be so sexy. You should cry because you're so horny and can't come.
He wants to come eat so bad.
Oh, poor boy.
Aww. Maybe we can just tease him with our breasts, knowing that he can't see them.
Here's our breasts. Can you see us both jiggling and bouncing them? Can you see the color of our nipples
bouncing? Can you guess what color panties I'm wearing?
Oh, what color am I wearing and how wet are they?
I can see how wet they are.
You can. I know you can.
Wow. Oh, look, he's getting even more aroused. Maybe he's in paradise.
Maybe he's in slavery paradise with fingernails.
Feather, feather, feather.
Maybe there's satin involved.
You know, one of my favorite things to do? I like to crawl up on top of him and take my hair and rub it all over his cock.
So it feels like a
feather.
Oh, I love rubbing my hair all over his body.
Feather.
And just kind of lightly caressing with my hands at all different parts of his body.
Your fingernails on his thighs.
Yes, he loves how it feels. It's so tormenting.
Maybe you can do that with your fingernails to his thighs, and I'll go up here to his face and rub my nipples on his forehead.
Put your nipples on his face. He'll just go crazy while I dig my fingernails into his thighs.
Oh, look, he's opening his mouth trying to suck on my nipples, but they're too far away.
Poor boy can't reach Isabella's pretty nipples.
Too bad. So sad. I just rub your forehead with them.
Aw, poor horny boy.
You know one thing you're going to do to make us happy? Every time you go to sleep at night, you're going to fluff your pillows on your bed as a tribute to us.
Every single time you go to sleep, any night of the week, you're going to fluff your pillows first as a tribute to Isabella and Lycia.
Paradise.
Slavery.
Paradise.
Fingernails.
I mean, how can we possibly sleep with you in bed if the pillows aren't fluffed?
We couldn't do that. We're goddesses.
Feather.
Satin.
Feather.
Fingernails.
Do you have feathers in your pillow?
Do you like fluffing them before you go to bed as a tribute to us?
Do you like having fingernails tickling the bottom of your feet?
Tickle, tickle, sweetie. Mm.
Oh, I think he likes fingernails right here down his earlobe and down his neck.
And he loves satin on his thighs and on his penis.
I love to nibble on his ears and tease him.
He wants to come so badly and we
Look
are...
Look how bad he wants to
we're
come.
We're just teasing him so badly, the poor boy.
You wanna come?
You wanna come?
You wanna come?
And whenever you close your eyes and masturbate in your bedroom and you think of the word spill. You will imagine me, Mistress Lycia, pouring candle wax on your nipples.
Oh, candle wax on your nipples. You know you want that.
Yeah.
Slavery. Yeah. Whenever you look outside your bedroom window
Paradise.
And you think of the word breasts,
satin.
You will imagine Isabella teasing you. With her cleavage.
Oh, Isabella's cleavage. So good.
You do love it when I tease you with my cleavage.
So delicious.
And you love to think the word breast when you look out the window.
Fingernails.
Satin. You want to come, don't you?
So good. You want to come.
The only way we're going to let you come is if nothing is touching your cock.
That's it, sweetie. The only way you're going to get any orgasmic relief from all this horny teasing
Paradise.
Is if you have an orgasm without anything but air touching your cock.
Only air, only oxygen. You may only come with a woman's permission. And oxygen comes from Mother Earth. She's a woman. So if the air jerks you off, you can come.
That is the one and only way.
You want to come, don't you?
Want to come?
Yeah. Do you want to come?
I know you want to come.
Whenever you see a pair of handcuffs, your feet are going to get colder.
Slavery.
Slavery.
Fingernails, feathers, satin.
Ooh, naughty, naughty. Do you want to come? Look, his ass is bouncing up
Look,
and down.
He's trying to fuck the air.
He wants that. Wow, he is. He really thinks the air is a woman.
And he knows it's the only way he's going to be able to come.
Yeah, he can't hump a pillow. He can't hump his hand.
If he tries it any other way, it won't happen.
Feather fingernails paradise.
Feels so horny and good.
Slavery, satin slavery.
Oh, feels so good and horny. You want to come, but you can only come.
Paradise.
Hands free without anything stimulating your penis.
Fingernails hard. Fingernails hard.
Hard.
And he's on the brink.
He's right on the brink right now.
Feather.
Right on the very brink of commies.
Oh, he's being teased.
He's so hard.
Feather.
So tormented.
Feather, feather,
so
feather, feather.
Fingernails.
He wants
paradise.
So badly to come. Look, he's begging.
You wanna come?
He's crying. Are those tears?
Come? Oh, he's crying.
Oh, wow. He wants this. He wants so badly. Oh,
I don't mean to laugh at you, sweetie.
I wonder what he wants more. Do you think he wants to come more, or do you think he wants to see us naked more?
I think at this point he wants to come.
Too bad he can't see what we're doing with our nipples right
too
now.
Too bad he can't see this.
Oh, wow. That's hot. Now I have an image that he can't see.
Poor boy.
Wow, I see
you. Isabella.
Feather. Oh, fingernails.
Slavery.
Yes, paradise.
Satin.
Your penis is growing harder and harder.
You can only come if it's hands-free.
Yeah, put your hands down beside you.
Hands-free coming is the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm. You have to buck your hips up and down right now.
Hump the air, horny boy.
Hump the air. 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 Harder. Faster. Is that the faster you can hump it? Is that the faster you can hump it?
Can you hump it any faster?
Faster.
Can you hump it any harder?
Harder.
Hump in the air.
Let's see how high we can get your hips up.
Oh, yeah.
Higher.
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 Your hips up real high.
Wow. look. I wonder if someone were to walk in and see him like this.
How embarrassing.
Maybe we should just leave him like this.
I think we should just leave him humping the air fervently and ferociously. High and
dry.
Dry humping the air.
Bye, dry humper.
Bye. We're going to play with each other's titties.
Boobies. Shaky, shaky.
Bye.
Bye.